Remnants from Hurricane Helene will make their way up to Indiana this weekend and keep combines out of the field, but a nice harvest window is opening up. That Indiana Farm Forecast on the way here on the Hat Podcast, made possible by First Farmers Bank and Trust. Experience banking built on heart, grit, and agriculture. Visit ffbt.com to learn more, or just stop by your local branch today and have a chat about your ag operation. We've got that forecast coming up. Also, market analysis with Mike Silver at Kokomo Grain after a down day for the markets, and preparing agriculture for its next emergency. What Indiana is doing to help. CJ Miller has that coming up in the news next. Here on Hat.
At First Farmers Bank and Trust, agriculture has been a cornerstone of our business for more than 135 years. Our personal relationships within the ag community run deep for multiple generations. If you're looking for a financial partner that knows, understands, and supports agriculture, we want to hear from you. Let's grow success together. Visit us online at ffbt.com or visit any of our branches to meet an ag expert in your area. First Farmers Bank and Trust. Member FDIC. Equal opportunity lender.
A nice harvest window opening soon and preparing agriculture for our next emergency. I'm Eric Pfeiffer. This is Hoosier Ag Today. Hurricane Helene will hinder harvest progress this weekend. Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin explains in his Seed Genetics Direct Harvest Weather Forecast that the remains from Helene will reach us and keep combines out of fields.
So the initial surge of rain that we see on Friday could be strong, upwards of 2 inches in central and southern parts of Indiana. But the lingering moisture through Saturday, Sunday, and even into early Monday, that's what's really going to be a royal pain here with regard to harvest. We're not going to dry at all over the course of the weekend or early next week.
The good news is that after this Helene mess clears out on Monday, Martin is calling for dry conditions Tuesday through Sunday, the 6th.
No rain at all here. Temperatures are going to be warm. It probably will be a little humid at times, especially in the wake of Helene right away. We're going to try and evaporate a lot of that moisture out very, very quickly. But I do think we have a nice dry window. Question is, how soon can we get into the fields, especially in areas that saw the heavier rain, central and southern Indiana? It'll be a bit. In northern Indiana, where the amounts were a little bit smaller, I think it's going to be sooner because evaporation should be at nearly a maximum every day.
Martin believes the dry conditions could extend into the week of the 7th as well.
I'm seeing the next weather system trying to come together in the northern Rockies, but it doesn't have necessarily a good moisture source to draw on right away. Tropical moisture coming through the western Gulf means that front probably can bring us some moisture as we get toward the middle of the week of the 7th. So maybe Wednesday the 9th, Thursday the 10th may have to be our next round of moisture to watch for.
Find more Seed Genetics Direct harvest weather forecast details at HoosierAgToday.com.
Attention, Indiana farmers. Have you heard of the Indiana Agriculture Nutrient Alliance? We're a coalition of ag, conservation, and university partners dedicated to helping improve your profits and preserve nutrients through improved soil management. The Alliance has developed resources to share proven practices that will keep you at the forefront of better nutrient management. Go to inagnutrients.org to see why conserving soil is an idea older than dirt and something we can all do.
Keeping African swine fever and other diseases out of the U.S. is the goal of our many animal health organizations. CJ Miller reports how Indiana's top animal health official is leading the way when it comes to preparing the ag industry for the next emergency.
We talk about ADRs, things that ain't doing right, which is kind of silly, but people remember it.
And that's Dr. Brett Marsh, state veterinarian with the Indiana State Board of Animal Health. He was part of a panel discussion earlier this week during the NASDA annual meeting in Indianapolis about biosecurity and best practices when it comes to keeping a foreign animal disease from spreading and having a crippling effect on the livestock industry.
Because these viruses know no boundaries, and they'll move across state lines very easily, so it's important that we continue that communication. So not only amongst the state veterinarians, but we have a lot of other state partners, whether it's in Indiana, the Department of Natural Resources, or Department of Agriculture. So there's all those partners at the state level, let alone those at the federal level, which could be USDA or the Food and Drug Administration. So a lot of partnerships that have to be established. And we talked on the panel today about making sure you know those individuals and those entities before an event, so you're not introducing yourself once something goes wrong.
And much like the spread of HPAI in dairy cattle this year, he recommends that producers alert animal health officials immediately if they find that their livestock are also ADR or ain't doing right.
Once it enters a state, and California most recently, they start with two or three, and the next thing you know, it's six and ten, et cetera, and so it moves within those populations. So we're trying to learn from an epi standpoint, so how is this virus moving? And it appears that it's people and hands and feet and cattle movements, and so we have to be aware that this virus is clearly on the move.
Marsh credits the teamwork between federal and state animal health officials for keeping foreign animal diseases at bay.
We've been fortunate with a number of measures that have been put in place. I'm proud of what USDA has done with Customs and Border Protection of the Department of Homeland Security to keep agricultural products out. These measures have been in place for a very long time, and fortunately, as you mentioned, foot and mouth disease has not been diagnosed in the country in nearly a century. And so these measures have made a difference for us and therefore have contributed to our productivity all through the agricultural sector.
You can hear more of my conversation with Dr. Brett Marsh at HoosierAgToday.com. I'm CJ Miller.
And I'm Eric Pfeiffer, Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's Farm Network. Good things come to those who wait, but what if you don't want to wait? What if you want to pay for next year's seed order now? Then you're in luck, because if you pay for your order from Seed Genetics Direct before October 10th, they'll take 12% off, and you can pay your way with cash, check, or credit card. Just make that payment by October 10th, and they'll take 12% off. So much for waiting around for good to happen. Visit SeedGeneticsDirect.com. Value, knowledge, performance, it's in their genetics. Seed Genetics Direct.
I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin with Hoosier Ag Today's Indiana Farm Forecast. As we take a look at the setup here today, it's all about Helene. You know, back in the, late 80s, early 90s, there was a band out that put a song out that said, "Everybody Loves Eileen." I can't help but have that rock and roll through my head here this morning. Everybody loves Helene. But they don't really love her, do they? If you were one of the people that were talking about super dry beans, super dry corn, and needing some moisture, my heavens, I wish this crop could pick up some moisture. I blame you for Helene moving in here and bringing us all the moisture that she could potentially bring us over the next few days. Let's talk about it a little bit. Here's what's going on. Low pressure, Helene made landfall in the eastern Florida panhandle overnight last night, even back into last evening. And now that moisture is steamrolling northward. We saw moisture break out in the pre-dawn hours here fairly easily, actually just after midnight in parts of southern Indiana. And it's strengthening. We're seeing some heavier rains getting close to the area of low pressure, the center of Helene, and it's still probably going to be called a tropical depression here this afternoon when it shows up near Louisville, and that's going to be throwing some very strong winds and significant rains in over southern Indiana. I think by the time we get to sunset, the rain plume will be all the way up to about US 24, and then through the evening and overnight, it stretches all the way up close to the Michigan line. We have to pencil in anywhere from a quarter to two and a half inches through the day today. And then the low just kind of sits and rotates near the Cape Girardeau and Missouri and Paducah, Kentucky area all the way through tomorrow, Saturday, and then all the way through Sunday. So circulation will continue to wrap around this low. That means I think we're stuck with clouds in Indiana pretty much all weekend long, Saturday and Sunday, and probably some additional on-again, off-again moisture, particularly from late Saturday through Sunday. And that additional moisture could be only a few hundredths to a few tenths, or it could be half an inch or more, depending on where you are at. So we've got 3 days here of non-drying weather. We're not going to be getting back to the fields here anywhere in the state anytime soon. And with potentially heavy rains down in the southern part of the state, it may be a longer delay than that. Now, the good news is we start to dry down and get some sunshine back on Monday, although it may not be right away. I'm still seeing lots of clouds trying to hold, but we are dry and sunny for Tuesday through the weekend. That's the nice thing here. We are talking about a wide open harvest window trying to emerge Tuesday through Saturday. Low humidity, lowering humidity, especially as we hit midweek, and we should see warm temperatures all the way through. Slight push of cooler air late week, Thursday, Friday, but it really affects areas more farther north in the upper Midwest and Great Lakes. We are seeing the dry weather extend into the week of the 7th as well, but I am seeing a low pressure area forming in the upper Rockies, northern Rockies, that could move out into the plains. Normally I'd be like, hey, Doesn't matter. Doesn't have much of a moisture source, but another plume of tropical moisture may be coming out of the western Gulf of Mexico late this upcoming weekend, so the weekend of the 5th and 6th, and that may give something for that front that comes into the Great Plains to draw in terms of moisture. So a dry window, let's hit it hard once it gets here. The question is, how soon can we get back to the fields after some of these rains? Time will tell. We'll have to just see what the rain gauge says after the weekend's done. I'm Ryan Martin.
Harvest means early mornings, late nights, and long days in the field. While you're out there each day until the last pass is made and the job is done, know that your friends at Farm Credit Mid-America see your hard work and appreciate all of your long hours. We know that harvest is a busy season for you, but when you need a lender that can rise with you, give us a call at 800-444-FARM. This fall, we rise together. Subject to credit approval. Terms and conditions may apply. Farm Credit Mid-America is an equal opportunity lender.
The fields of green have turned to gold, and drivers are sharing the road with Indiana's farmers as they work to harvest their crops. That's why Hoosier Ag Today, the Indiana State Department of Agriculture, and Keystone Cooperative are reminding motorists to be patient with large, slow-moving farm equipment and vehicles. Do your part and make safety a priority. Take precautions. Be alert, slow, and focused. Let's all get home safely this harvest season. A message from Hoosier Ag Today, ISDA, and Keystone Cooperative.
The grains start higher but end lower. This is Hoosier Ag Today, and I'm C.J. Miller with your Thursday Farm Market Review. With grain market analysis, it's time to check in with Mike Silver with Kokomo Grain. He and I spoke just before the close of trade on Thursday. Well, earlier on Thursday, we were seeing moderate gains across the board for the grain markets, but just before the close of trade, corn, soybeans, and wheat all went in the opposite direction. Mike, what caused the grain markets to do an about-face and a turnaround on Thursday afternoon?
That's a good question, CJ. And primarily, it appears to be some positioning ahead of Monday's USDA quarterly grain stocks report. Let's talk about the export sales for a minute this morning. The export sales didn't really give the market any real incentive to show substantial gains today. We started out this morning with 535,000 tons of weekly corn export sales, and that was down from last week's 847. The soybean number came in at 1.574 million tons. That's down from 1.748 last week. The wheat number came in at a really poor 158.9 thousand tons. That was down from last week's 246, and at 158.9, that was below the low end of the estimates. On the positive side of the export picture, USDA did announce 115,000 metric ton corn export sale to Mexico. Mexico is our largest corn customer. So at least that added a little positivity and a little support to the market today. Now, if we look at where we stand in our export program against the pace needed to meet the USDA balance sheet targets, in corn, we have been better in the last several weeks than we have been all year. We're still running 3% short of the pace we need to meet the projections of the USDA in the export target. As soybeans were down 7%. Even at that good number we had today, 1.574 million metric tons, we still lag the pace that we really need to kick it in gear in both the corn and soybean export program in this country to reach those USDA targets. And if we could get that momentum going, that would certainly be much needed. We're seeing a little bit of harvest pressure now here in Indiana. Of course, our harvest has slowed from the increasing pace that we saw last week because of the rains. We've got some harvest pressure in play here too, CJ, that's affecting our markets. And certainly the technical aspects of the market, you know, we have been able to penetrate on the gains in prices that we've seen. And it looks like today, compared to last Friday, the corn, December corn, we're going to close it up roughly 12 cents better than we did last Friday. So that's a positive gain. The November soybeans, they're up 30¾ cents. It looks like we're going to be about that, much higher than last Friday on the close today. So the soybean market is showing some strength on continued concern about the dry conditions in Mato Grosso, Brazil, Brazil's largest soybean growing state, if they don't get some rain, and they're getting, it's their dry season, okay? That is having an impact, too, on the soybean market. Now, you say, well, you know, soybeans ought to be higher. They shouldn't be down 10 cents right now if what you just said, Mike, is true. But we have to remember, too, that our yields here in the States look pretty darn good. The beans that have been harvested thus far, that dry weather we had in August has probably taken the upper end off the yields in soybeans, but we're still getting some very, very good reported yields. Same can be said for corn yields. Corn yields here in Indiana, for the most part, have been very, very good. Some yields are records, some a little disappointing, some maybe more than a little disappointing if tar spot was predominant in that field. And we have seen some yield reductions. They are not general, obviously, from the tar spot infestation, but in fields, in corn fields that we've seen tar spot, we have seen some reduced yields. Still good from a historical standpoint, don't get me wrong, but certainly not the record yields that we'd expected earlier this summer going into the dry period that we observed in August. So we're going to continue to see some volatility in this market. The technical side of the market needs to be watched. It appears that with the positive action that we've seen in the soybean market and the concerns in Brazil, that we ought to be trying to find a harvest low, but I'm not prepared to say this afternoon that we've seen that harvest low yet. And I could say the same thing for the corn market. Although we've gained in the corn market, it's going to depend a lot on yields, how they end up, and we're not going to know that until we're deep and near the end of harvest, and really we won't know what those final yields are until January. So we've got a lot of harvest ahead of us yet, CJ, so we just need to stay on our toes and avail ourselves of any opportunities to use whatever tool that we can stay engaged in the market and meet the goals of our marketing plan. And people say to me all the time, Mike, well, these prices just aren't at levels that I can get really excited about. But we have to remember that, you know, every marketing year is different. And if we make some difficult decisions and make some sales at some levels to generate cash flow to pay bills and possibly use a marketing tool to stay engaged in the market, if there is some upside opportunity, I'm encouraging folks to avail themselves of that opportunity. And if folks would have any questions at all about some types of tool to use or some marketing alternatives, I'd certainly be happy to talk to anyone. So that's about it for today, CJ. We'll just have to see what USDA gives us at noon on Monday, September 30th, the last trading day of the month of September, as we move Harvest 24 into the month of October next week.
Mike Silver with Kokomo Grain. Settlements from Thursday, December corn down 2 cents at 4.13 1/4. March corn 2.5 lower at 4.31. November soybeans dropping 12 1/4 to 10.41. January 12.5 lower at 10.59 1/4. And December wheat falling 5 cents to 5.82 1/4. October live cattle climbing $1.05 at 184.10, but October lean hogs down 45 cents to close at 82.02. Don't forget to check out our website, HoosierAgToday.com. It's your home for all the latest Indiana farm news, plus the Hoosier Ag Today mobile app. It's a free download for iPhone and Android. I'm CJ Miller, Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's Farm Network.